Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, live from Patriots training camp. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I would say some of the takeaways here from competitive periods, day one at training camp. Drake May has been through two starts to competitive periods. Both times he has looked for and completed passes to Steph Diggs.
Smart man.
So early and often he's looking Diggs' way. He did throw a near pick to Jabril Peppers. Aaron went out down the field. The Peppers dropped. That was in the first session. In this last session, Keith, he had a little back shoulder comeback throw to Kyle Williams on the sideline in front of Gonzalez. That was
yeah,
a decent completion.
I'll take it. Pretty good. Now, that's also – these are tricky. You know, it's not full pads. Obviously, the defense isn't going to touch the quarterback. So you wonder on some of these, does Drake May really have enough time to get the ball
right,
out?
Because right? That one, you're right. He had to step up like crazy.
He stepped up, so you don't know.
He's not getting dragged down like he would in the game. Yeah.
But still, good to see, you know, Kyle Williams making any plays, honestly. I mean, it's day one of camp.
On Gonzo.
Third-round pick, and you're going up against one of the best corners. So that's obviously a positive sign. And I'm with you. Just from, you know, looking at it, it does feel like there's a little bit of a drop-off when they go to the
Dobbs.
Second group.
Yeah, which
across the board, though, like there was just a play over here where they actually, he completed a pass, but two receivers ran a very similar route. Like, there was a lot of traffic in the area where you're like, all right, somebody may have ran the wrong depth or whatever else. So, you know, maybe just another positive for May. I mean, it is day one. Everyone's working the kinks out. And then the fact that they look kind of a shaky. There's another pick.
Right. Like, so is it Dobbs looks terrible?
Yes.
Or is it just May looks good? It's probably more Dobbs looks terrible because that was
I think it's
awful.
More that. And then so when you get like average play, it's going to look great compared to whatever else we've seen since.
Fair enough. We got some would you rathers. Keith, you told me that
I have an impromptu one. This one's inspired by yesterday. So during Mike Vrabel's press conference, Ben Volen. Comically so, asked the same exact question Curran asked about 3 minutes earlier.
Yep.
So would you rather ask the same question as somebody else in a press conference setting?
Or I've probably done that, by the way. Or
fall for a fake scoop that somebody DM'd you. One or the other, either or. It's like a would you rather.
How high level is the falling for the scoop? Is it just we read it real quick on the air? Or is it like
you take it to like you're on the radio
yep.
and you mention it on the radio for all the people to hear it. And then you're like, the team I cover, I have a scoop about it.
Yeah.
And then you later find out that it was just somebody on Twitter who DM'd you.
Got it.
Or
maybe it's AI.
Or it's AI. Yeah, you can blame AI.
I think I'd rather ask the same question. Yeah.
I think so.
I think I'd rather that. I'd rather get body bagged like Volen yesterday. You see everybody?
Yeah, he did get body bagged.
Get bodied, Volen.
Did he make it out today?
I actually think I heard him because Rochie, being the hilarious guy that he is, asked the same question again today to start
smoked
the press conference.
Him. Absolutely smoked.
I think I even heard Volen apologize for asking that, for missing it yesterday.
That is tough.
I would rather.
Either you're not listening
I would
or
rather that. Yes.
You're listening to the wrong people. Those are also sort of how that breaks down as well.
All right, pretty good. Yeah. What else is on the non-impromptu list, Billy? What else?
All right, first up, would you rather trade Jarren Durant or Christian Campbell?
Okay, so not to contradict myself, out of the two, I know Campbell's doing nothing right now after getting sent down in AAA, and that's after doing nothing for 2 months in the big leagues. I would still rather trade Durant than Christian Campbell. I'm not giving up on Campbell. If you're telling me that Durant isn't long for the Red Sox, I might agree with that. I'd like him for the stretch run this year, but come the offseason, I could be coaxed into it. I would rather, out of those two, and I'm not itching to trade Durant.
No, I know.
Out of those two, that's the guy.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I think for this current roster, if you told me Christian Campbell and other prospects and you got Joe Ryan, you'd be like, holy smokes. Like, for this season, you're kind of cooking with gas. If you trade Jarren Durant, you're like, all right, you need a new leadoff hitter. You already have a log jam in the outfield, but you are taking away a good player. You know, it depends on what you're going to get. Also, but what you just said, I agree with. You don't know how much longer Durant's even going to be on the team. If they're going to go with Rafaela, Roman Anthony, and Willy Abreu, that's a pretty jammed outfield with all guys that are younger than Durant. Meanwhile, second base could very well open up for Christian Campbell here. So I think ultimately, even though for this season you'd be better off just trading Campbell, but this long-term approach, I think, yeah, I'd probably rather trade Durant.
Right.
It'd be more jarring if you read a report that, like, Campbell's just been traded than if Durant just got traded.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, I think my real answer is I'm not wanting to trade either.
Probably not.
Out of the two, I'm trading Durant. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather have Jerry Jones own your favorite team or John Henry?
I think this one's easy, but I'm curious for your answer.
Yeah, so as much as we get frustrated with John Henry, give me John Henry. John Henry's won way more in the last 25 years than Jerry Jones certainly has. The argument, I guess, would be, you know, Jerry Jones cares about it. He cares maybe too much about it. He makes it very much about himself. He is like the definition of the hands-on owner,
right?
While John Henry is hands-off, and that might sort of
right. John Henry is an absentee owner.
Yes.
So Jerry Jones is too hands-on.
And when things are going poorly, at least Jerry Jones is going to do every media availability and just be at the center of attention. Whereas John Henry, you don't even know what country he's in. But I think you have to look at what the results have been, and I would go with John Henry. Jerry Jones more entertaining. But I would go with John Henry. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, there's sort of highs and lows as far as the spending is concerned. I don't think he's as into it as he was before. But Jerry Jones might even be more into it. He's doing a worse job.
I think you just ran the gamut and covered it perfectly.
Okay.
There
you go.
He does
Next
the media.
Question, Bill.
No, he does the media, which I like, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, no, it's entertaining for us.
He cares, which I like. But let's think about it. I mean, I guess Jerry Jones, when was the last Super Bowl? 95?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been 30 years since they've won.
Not only is that their last Super Bowl, that's their last conference championship game.
Yeah. And like
they didn't even get to a Super Bowl or a conference championship.
They've hardly won playoff games.
No, they're the Clippers.
So, yeah,
they're America's team, but they're the Clippers.
Look, there are things I like about Jerry Jones and I find him entertaining and things I guess I'd prefer about his style than John Henry, but results.
Yeah.
Henry has won with different managers, different GMs, different core of players. The Cowboys won with different coaches. I mean, I think anybody could have won with that team in 95.
I was going to say, but they didn't win with different players.
It was
they won with the same stud players.
All the same players. I guess he is the GM, so maybe you give him a slight mark of credit there. Henry's won more recently, and he's won with all different kinds of things.
But
no one loves John Henry as an owner.
Right.
But I'll take him every day of the week.
And Jones also isn't like this wild spender. I mean, he eventually paid CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, but like this Micah Parsons thing, it's not like he's just like opening up the checkbook for every single guy.
No, for sure not. What else, Billy?
Would you rather go to Philadelphia or Los Angeles?
So Philadelphia's a shorter flight, which I like. I'm not on the plane as long.
Yeah.
I have a friend from Philly, so I'm a little biased. I've been to Philly more than I've been to LA.
I have been to LA once. Underrated.
Twice.
Good city.
Sick brag,
yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Thanks. No doubt.
Two times.
Can't get a cheesesteak in LA.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You see the Liberty Bell?
See
the Rocky statue.
Not in Santa Monica. You don't know, that's for sure. So, look, I guess it kind of depends on the time of year. Like, if it's the winter, I definitely don't want to go to Philly. But I do think the right answer, and I'm not a huge L.A. person. My sister lived out there briefly. I'm not a huge L.A. person. I like Philly. I think it's underrated. I'd still rather go to L.A. than Philly.
L.A.'s kind of overwhelming. I'm anti-New York. I think I might also be anti-L.A. just overall. Like, I'm not, like, unless I'm going to be cast in, like, the next Hollywood pictures, I feel like I would rather just go to Philadelphia. It's a real short flight. You don't have to worry about jet lag and all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Philly.
You don't have to worry about wearing your Red Sox and Patriots gear, though, if you go to L.A. No one's going to care.
They wouldn't
Philly,
care.
Philly, you never know.
Although, if you're in L.A. and you wear, like, a Giants jersey,
they might huck a battery at you.
There's been fights out there.
Oh, that's true.
San Francisco, L.A. is a big feud, right?
A good point.
There's been some bad scenes there. So I don't know.
Look, I don't love L.A., and I do like Philly, but again, I'd go L.A.
All right.
Of those two. What's the last one?
All right, last one. Here we go. Would you rather have the power to be invisible or turn into fire and fly or stretch your entire body or be a giant rock person?
Great question, Bill. So these, of course, are the four powers.
Honestly,
that the Fantastic Four possess.
That's a perfectly worded question.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So these are the four. This is the Fantastic Four, which is going to be in theaters this weekend.
Yep.
If you could have any of the powers of the Fantastic Four, which one would it be and why? I know you're probably thinking appendages, and you have a follow-up question on it. You want to be Mr. Fantastic. That's gross. So that's not the answer. The answer is, and this makes you a creep, I get it, but the answer of those four would be
Magnum Dom.
No. You're going with invisibility.
You're going with rock person?
What do you do? Yes.
Why?
Keith, look at
me. You can't change forms.
Keith, look at me.
You're stuck.
Yeah, look at me. I'm stuck with this form right now. I am a wafy, lacking muscular definition guy.
You'd rather be like a two taunt rock
make
person.
Me a giant rock hard person. And that is, yeah, that's what I want to be.
But you can't change the other three can all change forms. So the other three all look like a regular person. And
yeah,
they're like,
I don't need to change form. I'm a fire person.
Yeah, yeah. Or I could stretch my arms, legs, and everything.
Yeah.
Or just be invisible.
It's not going to be easy on that LA flight if I'm a giant rock person. I mean, that's
for
sure.
You can't even get on the flight.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Meanwhile, if you're the human torch, you can just fly by yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Just take off and fly.
So invisible.
You're going to burn your clothes off.
What do you do?
I went invisible.
What are you doing with your invisibility?
Just stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Probably detective stuff. I could probably be like a good sleuth. I could probably solve crimes. I'd probably do a lot of the same stuff Invisible Woman does.
Yeah.
Solves crimes.
Okay.
One of the heroes. Go in the girl's bathroom.
Like, you really can't say you can't say invisibility without sounding like a creep.
I know.
True, you
that really
can.
It's the worst. It's like, what superpower do you want? Invisible.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Oh, is it Hollow Man? Kevin Bacon's just peeping in windows? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess that'd be cool, but you can't answer that without sounding like a creep.
And then you just have, like, the bandages around your head. No, but Invisible Woman can just, like, she can, like, snap back, and she's like this. She can also do force fields. I didn't add that in there. She can also do force fields.
Which is good. The Twitch chat says the rock person already got hired by WEEI weekdays from 3 to 6. Most weekdays.
You would be a convincing thing if you wanted to for Halloween.
For sure.
Big dress-up day coming up a couple months from now.
He certainly would.
You picked out your costume yet for Halloween?
Ooh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like I had an idea, but you put me on the spot. I don't think so.
Giant rock person.
Giant rock person.
I think you, me, Lanny, and Nico is the Fantastic Four.
I love it.
And we figure out who's who.
Who's
I'll,
Turp?
I'll be invisible. I'll take the day off.
Yeah. Who's Turp? How do we get Turp in there?
Oh, he
Turp just shows up in a basketball uniform, or like Turp just doesn't.
No, he could be one of the guys at all. He could be Spider-Man.
Okay.
So
nice.
Turp would be a good Spider-Man.
Jones, just go into this year knowing that Wiggy's going to be all over you. Just remember what you went through last year.
Well, that's true.
I wasn't ready
for that last year. Right. Now I got to be. I can't get a cheap inflatable.
I thought your Rocket Man thing was pretty good. You were fighting with the fans the whole show, but that was good.
Yeah, other than the batteries, I thought it was nice.
Don't buy the batteries at the dollar store next year.
I was changing batteries every commercial break. Other than that, it was a good time. That was solid.
You can discuss which power you'd like, all the Would You Rathers.
Sure.
Weigh in. Text line, probably the best place for that. 617-779-7937. Also in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Patriots are going to conclude day one of training camp noonish. Drake May is scheduled to talk. You're going to hear it here on Jones and Keefe. I think Diggs is going to talk today as well. So we'll pass along all that. But on the way next, let's pay tribute to the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. That's next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search. Then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe, we're live at Patriots training camp. Day one has concluded. Drake May remains out on the field. He's doing some post-practice throws, going through the paces out there. Some of the players walking off the field after some conditioning at the end. We'll give you updates on that. Drake May is scheduled to speak shortly after noon. You'll hear that here on WEEI. But I heard the Greg Hill audio eulogy earlier today for the late, great Ozzy Osbourne, passed away yesterday at the age of 76, which I got to be honest, I didn't see him making it to 76.
No, that was an upset.
I mean, that was an upset. But I was still surprised when I heard that news yesterday, and I would never consider myself the biggest Ozzy fan. I probably am more familiar with him from the television program than even his music. But I was surprised when Greg said that was his only top 40 hit, I think, and that was in the UK. That wasn't even in the United States.
Yeah.
That was really their biggest hit commercially.
Yeah, kind of a surprise, right? Because you can think of so many of his hits, whether it's with Black Sabbath or his solo career just as Ozzy Osbourne. And a guy who was 76, who outlived a lot of other rock stars who had a similar kind of lifestyle. He also looked 96 for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy was – but he just went on, like, a farewell tour. He was just performing
like
less than a month ago.
Yeah,
which is unbelievable. No, I think – the term legend gets thrown around a lot. He truly is a legend. He also is somebody that I think for the type of music that I like, he is the most important figure.
Influenced
in that.
Everything.
100%. Because people can point to like Elvis or the Beatles or pick a bunch of different bands or individuals. I would say Ozzy and Black Sabbath. I mean, there's a whole generation and it continues that point back to any kind of like hard rock or metal. You know, one thing I never got a chance to see was the Ozfest tour. I'm sure a lot of listeners to us right now went to Ozfest at least one of the years. And he did such a great job at promoting and showcasing, like, the next wave of bands. like Korn, for example, our intro song, they had a post the other day or yesterday about it and how their first like big tour was headlined by Ozzy and like Korn got to go with them and how like influential and helpful he was to all those bands. And yeah, like those songs are still incredible. And then like the covers. So War Pigs is my favorite song of his. And then there's a bunch of covers. So T-Pain.
Yeah, I heard Greg talking about this today, too.
T-Pain does War Pigs.
I'm gonna listen to it because I haven't heard that cover. I'll listen to it.
Well, Nick will play it at one of, like, coming back at some point. But it's great. Ozzy even recognized it as the best cover of War Pigs.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. That's wild.
The band Cake. You remember Cake?
Yeah, sure.
They do a really good version of War Pigs, too. Obviously, Crazy Train. They play it here all the time at Gillette.
I didn't remember he did the intro to the start of the 05 season. That came out yesterday. I didn't remember that. I remember that game. That was against Randy Moss and the Raiders, right? But I didn't remember that.
So many good ones. I did have a chance, sick brag, to see him in concert once. This was probably over 20 years ago. He came up to Manchester, New Hampshire, and he was headlining with Rob Zombie in front of him and Mudvayne. And it was amazing. And this was 20 years ago. He still looked kind of old. You're like, how is this going to go? And then as soon as he opens his mouth, he sounds like a million bucks. Like, the guy could always sing. Had one of the great lead singers in the history of any genre of music. And then there is that other, like, aspect of him where that reality show that he was on.
I love the Osbournes.
So like, I a like, lot of people did. But
I like
you know
reality
what?
TV. I like that show.
We kind of have to blame him, though. I think we have to blame him.
Blame him for what?
The Kardashians.
Yeah, but that's a good show.
No, it's not. Every other.
That's a top five American, Keith.
It's to some.
On some list. Yeah.
But that was so popular and it burned so hot for a while that all these other networks were like, let's take any kind of famous people
and put
and
them on
make
TV
a show.
Yeah.
And like, we'll just go inside their house. If it wasn't for the Osbournes, you never would have gotten any of these.
I'm into it. I like it, to be honest.
Yeah, and so it's ruined America.
We'll agree to disagree. How dare you sully the great Ozzy Osbourne?
I know, but the guy was incredible.
Urinate on his grave today of all days, Keith. Did you ever see him live, Bill?
I did not. No.
Were you a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't diehard. You know, I knew about Ozzy because of my my oldest sister's boyfriend. At the time, now husband was like super into
that style
of music.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I know what he was to that genre of music. For us, it was like what Kurt Cobain did.
Yeah,
grunge.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like they were the tone setters of like this style of music. But yeah, he was entertaining. And like you said, like you saw him 20 years ago and I hate to use the word, but like he's looked decrepit for like 30 years.
It's unreal.
So when you say 76, I'm like, if you told me he was 86, I would have believed
100%.
It.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I absolutely believed it. But he was awesome because like he didn't shy away from who he was, what he did, and you know what people loved about him. And that was what was great about him.
Because I also think like you go back to that time where there are all these like iconic, incredible bands. Right, or then you have other like artists, like whether it's you know Bob Dylan or like Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones. But it's like I need something that goes a little harder than that.
Yep.
I need something that could kind of kick it up a notch and then inspire another whole wave of bands where you get like true hard rock, heavy metal, and you don't get that without Black Sabbath.
I mean, you had radio stations across the country just playing full Ozzy, whether it's Sabbath or him or whatever. You had outpouring from celebrities, obviously people in music. I mean, I knew he was a big deal. I guess I didn't quite realize the level of his celebrity and how probably because of the show, he really did span a lot of different walks of life. And so, no, that was surprising news when I heard that driving home yesterday and sad news with Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday. I know the station's been paying tribute throughout the day. I thought Greg did a great job. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app. AUDACY. You can go back and check that.
How about this, real quick? So this is just talk about my wheelhouse. Late '90s, early 2000s, Ozfest would include the following: Slipknot, Kitty, Pantera, Marilyn Manson, Mudvayne, Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Incubus, Linkin Park, System of a Down, POD, Papa Roach, Disturbed.
Nice.
That's not the greatest concert you've ever heard of in your life?
I've heard of most of those bands. Who's Kitty? I'm not familiar with Kitty.
Female bands.
Yo, really?
Oh, they go real hard.
Nice.
Oh, they go hard in the paint.
I liked, was Kitty a Presidents of the USA song? I think I liked that song.
Oh, well, Peaches?
Well, I liked, of course. I like Peaches. But I also like the PUSA deep cuts there.
Gotcha.
Too. I think Kitty was a deep cut.
Gotcha.
But so, no, that's quite a lineup.
Yeah, some pretty incredible stuff. Yep.
Meanwhile, we've had our eyes on what's going on here at Patriots training camp. Day one has wrapped up. I thought I saw Diggs signing some autographs. Drake May hanging behind. He was playing catch with, I thought it was Booty. Is Booty 9?
Yep, that sounds right.
He was playing catch afterwards with Kayshawn Booty. Who's out there with him now? Is that Chisholm?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Put on a shirt. Actually, I'm sorry. That's not May anymore. That's Woolridge.
All right. Well, get some passes in.
So we'll give you some updates on what went down here today on the training field. I think we highlighted the two big plays in real time, maybe three big plays in real time when they happen. Drake May's first throw, crosser to Steph Diggs, got a big pop out of the crowd. He had a nice comeback throw for us on the near side sideline, back shoulder to Kyle Williams in front of Christian Gonzalez. He also had a near pick that Jabril Peppers dropped. That was his only incompletion of the day. He was 8-9 on passes. Josh Dobbs looked terrible, which maybe has you missing Joe Milton. We can discuss 617-779-7937. Weigh in on whatever you want here on Jones and Keefe. Coming up at high noon, Drake May going to speak shortly. We have more takeaways from day one at Patriots training camp now in the books. That's next.
I thought it was one of these rubber bats. I picked it up. It was a real bat.
Was it alive?
It was, till I bit the head of it. You know?
Jones and Keefe.